There is something so magical about this time of year that really makes me think about family, about the people who came before us, and about all the stories and wisdom that flow through our bloodlines. If you've ever wondered about your family's spiritual legacy, or if you've ever even felt that gentle nudge to honor those who came before you, you're absolutely in the right place. Hey friend, welcome back to The Media Matters, the coven for the curious. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're going to explore why our ancestral connection matters so much for our own spiritual growth and our daily lives. We're going to talk about how our ancestors are still with us, still helping us, still paving the way for us from the spirit realm. And by the end of our time together, I'm going to share a simple practice that you can start today to begin building that connection. So let's get into it. So let's start with something that might feel a little mind-bending at first, but I promise it's going to make perfect sense. Our ancestors, they're not just memories. They're not just people we think about fondly or whose photos we keep on our mantles. These are active spiritual allies. They're still here, still connected to us, and still invested in our well-being and our success. Now, I know that might sound a little out there if you're new to this kind of thinking, but just stay with me. Think about it this way. Energy never dies, right? All it does is transform. And the love that our ancestors had for us, the hopes they had for their family lines, the wisdom they accumulated through their own lives, all of that energy, all of that love, it doesn't just disappear when they transition to the spirit realm. It continues. It flows forward through the generations. And here's what I'm learning as I explore this myself. When we acknowledge that connection, when we honor our ancestors, we're actually strengthening our own spiritual foundation. It's kind of like, I don't know, imagine your spiritual life as a beautiful tree. Your ancestors, they are the roots. The deeper and stronger those roots are, the more grounded and nourished you become. Recently, I was talking to a friend and she said something that really stuck with me. She said, you know, when I started connecting with my grandmother who passed away years ago, I didn't just feel closer to her. I actually felt more like myself, like I was tapping into strengths and wisdom that were always there waiting for me to claim them. And it just kind of hit me like it was one of those aha moments. And that is exactly what ancestral work is all about. It's about claiming the spiritual inheritance that's already yours. So, how do our ancestors help us? Well, first and foremost, they act as spiritual protectors and guides. Think about it. They love us unconditionally, they want nothing but the best for us, and they have this expanded perspective from the spirit realm. They can see things we can't see, guide us away from paths that might not serve us, and even help us recognize opportunities that align with our highest good. They also offer us wisdom transmission. You know how sometimes you just know things? Sometimes you have these gut feelings or these moments of clarity that seem to come from nowhere? Often, that's ancestral wisdom flowing through your bloodlines. It's your great-grandmother's intuition, your great-great-grandfather's strength, your ancestors' accumulated knowledge about how to navigate life's challenges. And here's something I think is really beautiful. Our ancestors can help us break patterns. You know those generational cycles that families sometimes get stuck in? Maybe it's patterns around money, relationships, or self-worth. When we connect with our ancestors, we can work with them to heal those patterns. We can be the generation that says, this stops here, this heals right here. And our ancestors support us in that healing work because they want their family line to thrive. But maybe the most powerful thing our ancestors offer us is manifestation support. They want us to prosper. They want us to have everything we need. They want us to live fully and joyfully. And from the spirit realm, they can help us align with opportunities, connect with the right people, and even remove obstacles from our path. Now, I want to pause here and acknowledge something really important. This idea of connecting with ancestors, there's nothing new about it. It's not unique to any one culture or tradition. This is universal wisdom that shows up almost anywhere you look. In Mexico, there's the beautiful tradition of Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, where families create altars and celebrate their loved ones who have passed on. It's not about death. It is about life, about the continuation of love and connection. In a lot of African traditions, ancestor veneration is central to spiritual practice. There's also All Saints Day in Christian traditions, the Hungry Ghost Festival in Asian cultures. Indigenous traditions around the world have also recognized this sacred relationship. Now, hear me when I say, I am no expert in any of these traditions. Really, I'm just approaching this with deep respect and the heart and mind of a beginner. But what I find so beautiful is that every culture in its own way has recognized this truth. The people who came before us are still with us. There's ancient wisdom here that transcends every single tradition. And that tells me something important. It tells me that this isn't about following someone else's rules or doing it quote unquote right. It's about tapping into something that's universally human, universally healing, and even universally sacred. Now, if you're anything like me, way back in the day, you may be listening to this and feeling a little bit nervous. Maybe you're thinking, this sounds beautiful and great and all, but what if I do something wrong? What if I attract negative spirits? What if I open some kind of door that I can't close? Listen, girl, listen, I got you covered, because I had those very same concerns. I had these exact fears when I started exploring this back in the day. And I remember lying in bed one night thinking about setting up a little altar for my grandmother, and suddenly I was worried about these same what ifs. So let me share what I've learned, and hopefully it'll ease some of your concerns. So first, let's talk about the fear of attracting negative spirits. Here's the thing. Ancestral work is about connecting with love, not about opening random doors to the spirit realm, right? When we reach out to our ancestors, we are reaching out to people who love us, who are invested in our well-being, and who want nothing but good things for us. It's really like the difference between calling your grandmother on the phone versus just shouting random numbers into the void or shouting into a store and she's not even in there, you know? When you're doing ancestral work, you're making a specific connection with very specific people who care about you. You're not putting out a general invitation to any spirit who might be listening. This is very, very specific. And here's something else. There's a natural protection that comes from working with your family lines. Your ancestors are your spiritual guardians. They're not going to let anything harmful come through when you're trying to connect with them. Listen, they have got your back literally and spiritually. I remember the first time I connected with my grandmother through meditation and just talked to her like she was sitting right there with me. I will tell you that going in, I was nervous. And I really didn't even know that that was my full purpose. But you know what happened? I felt this incredible sense of peace and safety. And this just out of this world connection. Definitely not the same as her being present, which is my obvious choice. But, you know, we are where we are. But really, that first experience, it was like being wrapped in the biggest, warmest hug. There was nothing scary about it. It was just pure love and so much peace. Now, all of that said, what if you don't know your ancestry? Maybe you're adopted, or maybe your family history is complicated, or maybe you just don't have access to that kind of information. Here's what I want you to know. You can absolutely still do this work. You can connect with the concept of ancestral energy with the idea that someone somewhere in your lineage is cheering you on. You can work with adopted families, chosen families, and spiritual lineages. You can connect with ancestors of the heart, which are people who may not be blood relatives, but who have influenced your life in profound ways. And honestly, sometimes the ancestors who show up for us aren't the ones we even expect. Sometimes it's a great-great-grandmother we never knew existed. Sometimes it's a friend who passed away young, but whose love continues to guide us. The important thing is your intention to honor and connect. That is what matters the most. Now, what if you're worried that this conflicts with your religious beliefs? Listen, I get it. I really do. And here's what I want to say about that. This practice is about love, gratitude, and family. And really, those are universal values that show up in every spiritual tradition that I know of. A lot of religious traditions already include forms of ancestor honoring. There's praying for the dead, celebrating saints, honoring the communion of saints. These are all ways of acknowledging that our connection to loved ones continues beyond physical death. The key distinction here is between worship and honoring. We're not worshiping our ancestors. We are simply honoring them, remembering them, and acknowledging the love and wisdom they shared with us. It's like the difference between putting someone on a pedestal and simply just saying, thank you and I love you. And you know what? You get to decide what feels right for you. You get to trust your own spiritual compass. You get to take what resonates and leave what doesn't. There's no ancestral police out there making sure you're doing it, quote unquote, right. This is about your heart, my love, your family, your connection to something greater than yourself. If something feels off to you, don't do it. If something feels beautiful and healing, move forward and explore it. You have perfect inner wisdom about what serves you and what doesn't. Just trust that. So now that we've talked about the why and addressed some of those concerns, let's talk about the how. How do you actually start building this connection? The beautiful thing is, it doesn't have to be complicated or elaborate or perfect. I'm going to share with you how to create a simple ancestral altar, and I want you to know from the start, there is zero pressure here. This isn't about creating some crazy setup or following a bunch of rules. This is about creating a small, dedicated space where you can feel connected to your ancestors and where they can feel welcomed and honored. So first, you're going to choose a space. It could be tiny. We're talking about the corner of a desk or a dresser, a small table, even a windowsill. The size really doesn't matter. What matters is that it feels special to you and that it's somewhere you can sit quietly for a few minutes and that it won't be constantly disturbed by daily life. Now, for the basic elements, remember, you don't have to have all of these right away. You can do things completely different, whatever sings to your soul. So you're going to start with what you have and build slowly. First, we're thinking things like photos of your ancestors that you'd like to honor. Those are always fantastic and beautiful to include. But if you don't have pictures, listen, that's okay too. You can write their names on a piece of paper, or you can just have the intention that this space you chose is for all your ancestors, known and unknown. The next thing I would consider is a candle. White is traditional and safe because it represents purity, peace, and spiritual connection. But honestly, any candle will do. Really, what we want is the flame because that represents the light that guides spirits and it creates that sacred atmosphere that helps us shift into a more spiritual mindset. Next up, a glass of water. This is another traditional element. Water is spiritually cleansing and it's also considered an offering. Water represents life and renewal and the flow of energy between the physical and the spiritual realms. Next up, fresh flowers. If you can manage having fresh flowers, they are fantastic. Flowers just really bring beauty and life to the space, and they're a traditional offering in a lot of cultures. But listen, don't stress. If you can't always have fresh flowers, it is what it is. It's all good. The intention really matters far more than having the flowers or trying to make everything perfect. Here is something I am learning as I create my own ancestral space. It's not about the objects themselves. Again, this is about the love and intention that I put into the space. When I light that candle, I'm not just lighting a candle. I'm saying I'm here, I'm present, and I'm opening my heart to this connection with you. Now, you might also want to include something meaningful to your family. Maybe it's a piece of jewelry that belonged to your ancestor or a small object that reminds you of said ancestor or even something that represents your cultural heritage. These personal touches just make the space feel more connected to your specific family line. Now, once you have your basic altar set up, how do you actually use it? How do you communicate with your ancestors? And this is where I want to encourage you to think of your ancestors as beloved family members because that's exactly what they are. Talk to them like you would talk to your favorite aunt or your wise grandfather. Share what's happening in your life. Tell them about your challenges, your victories, your dreams. Ask for their guidance and protection. Thank them for the gifts they've given you. Maybe it's your creativity, your resilience, or your sense of humor. The first time I tried this, I will tell you, I felt a little ridiculous, just talking out loud to no one. But then I realized, I talk to my living family members when they're not in the room. I talk to my pets. I talk to my plants. So why wouldn't I talk to my ancestors? And you know what? You don't need to hear voices or see visions to know they're listening. Sometimes it comes as a sudden insight or even an idea. It could also come as a series of small coincidences that feel like little winks from the universe. The most important thing is to start small and just be consistent. Even just lighting a candle and saying hello and thank you is far more powerful than you could imagine. Just sitting quietly for a few minutes and feeling gratitude for your ancestors is so freaking meaningful. This isn't about performing perfect rituals. It never is. It's about building a relationship, and like any relationship, it grows so much stronger with attention and care over time. So, how do you make this part of your life in a way that feels sustainable and natural? Because look, I know we're all busy, and I know it can feel like one more thing to add to your to-do list. Here's what I am discovering. You do not need a daily elaborate ritual. You don't need to spend hours at your altar every day. What you do need is intention and consistency, even if it means just a few minutes a week. Maybe you have a weekly check-in at your altar. Maybe every Sunday evening, you light a candle and share the highlights of your week with your ancestors. Maybe you include them in your existing gratitude practice, alongside being grateful for your health and your family, your house. You just take a minute and you express gratitude for your ancestors and their guidance. Maybe when you're facing a big decision, you ask for their advice and their guidance. You really don't have to do anything fancy or crazy. You can just sit quietly and ask, "What would you want me to know about this situation?" Then pay attention to the thoughts and feelings that come up. Maybe you start sharing family stories and memories. This can be part of your altar practice, or it can even be something you do with your living family members. When we keep ancestral stories alive, we really keep their energy alive too. I'm going to say this again because it's worth mentioning again. Trust your intuition about what feels right. If something doesn't resonate with you, don't force it. If something feels beautiful and healing, lean into it. You have perfect inner wisdom about what serves your spiritual growth and what doesn't. If you want to go deeper on all of this, make sure you check out our companion blog post with more detailed instructions for altar setup and so much more. I will make sure it's linked in the show notes just for you. You know, as I've been exploring this path and getting ready for today's episode, I keep coming back to this one realization, and that is that ancestral connection isn't scary. It used to scare me. Connection with anyone or anything in the spiritual realm really used to scare me. But I came to understand that this is like coming home to a love that's always been there, just waiting for us to notice it. Our ancestors aren't some distant mystical figures. They're the people who loved us before we were born, who made sacrifices so we could be here, who passed down not just their DNA, but their hopes and dreams and wisdom. They are still with us, still loving us, still wanting us to thrive and prosper and live fully. I would love to hear about your ancestral exploration journey. Whether you've been doing this work for years, or even if today is the first time you've even considered it, I'd love to know what resonates with you. Just remember that there's no wrong way to honor your ancestors. There's no perfect altar, no perfect ritual, no perfect way to connect. There is just your beautiful heart, your intention, and really your willingness to open to the love and wisdom that's already there. If you're feeling called to try this, start small. Light a candle, say hello, say thank you, see how it feels, trust yourself, trust the process, trust that your ancestors are cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to check out the companion blog post I mentioned. I'll have all the detailed altar setup instructions there, plus some additional resources for going deeper into this work. Before we sign off today, I want to share a big update with you, and that is our magical podcast is coming to an end. Our last full-length episode is going to air on Friday, July 25th, and like the rest of our episodes, it will be full of magic to help you on your beautiful journey. Now, I know this is brand new for you, but for me, I've really been feeling called to step back and explore what wants to come through next in my spiritual journey. Believe me when I say that I have fought these feelings pretty hard over the last few months, really the last year, but I finally understand that sometimes honoring that inner voice means making really difficult choices, even when we love something so much and so deeply. Also, who even would I be if I didn't follow my own advice and trust my intuition? I really just want you to know that you mean the entire universe to me. I sincerely mean that with my whole heart. You have been more than a listener. You've been my companion on this path, a fellow seeker who's made me feel less alone in exploring these mysteries. Your messages, your questions, your willingness to be curious alongside me, all of that has been such a beautiful gift. When I say these 8 years of sharing the space with you have been some of the most meaningful in my life, oh my goodness, you have no idea. You and I, we have grown together, we've learned together, we have created something so incredibly special. So even though this format, the podcast format, is coming to an end, the connections we've built and the love we've shared, trust me, they will continue forever. I am not disappearing. I am not falling off the face of the earth. You can still find me on socials. And honestly, who knows? I may create other content in the future, maybe something different, maybe something that serves our beautiful coven in a new way. But for now, I know that I am leaving that door open and trusting that whatever wants to come through will make itself known when the time is right. And hopefully, my ancestors will be there just giving me all the steps, all the guidance, all the everything that I need. We still have a few more episodes together, so don't write me off just yet. There is magic to be made. All of that said, friend, thank you so, so much for being here today, for exploring these mysteries with me, and for bringing your open heart to this conversation. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to keep exploring the magic that's always been yours. See you next time.